Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show. And if you were here and could see Mikey in his Christmas garb, it is really nice. He's got the Santa Claus tie on, the little elf hat, just like the special. No, I'm just kidding. You got if
I had the Santa tie on yesterday.
Yes, you did. And you wouldn't.
Video evidence documenting.
You wouldn't wear the elf hat. Your brother has been known to wear the elf hat.
Well, it depends what you consider the elf hat. Like the court jester thing.
Oh, yeah, right.
That
yeah.
Never, ever. The Santa Claus hats, once in a while.
Yeah, right.
I could play along with those.
Okay. All right, let's get to we're gonna look at the Rams here a little bit. And, God, are they awful. But we'll get to let's start out with the Steelers injury situation. Missing practice again. That would be both days, Wednesday and Thursday, the 2 days of this week where the Steelers had the, you know, most serious practice as it's allowed by the new collective bargaining agreement. All of these guys missed both days. Curtis Brown, Mwelde Moore, Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm looking at, see, now it says here, Marquise Pouncey, yeah, Marquise Pouncey was limited on Wednesday and did not practice on Thursday.
So he's going the wrong direction.
Wrong direction. So, yeah, so the bad news, and I'm kind of trying to boil this down for y'all, listeners, Curtis Brown, Mwelde Moore, Ben Roethlisberger, and Marquise Pouncey do not look like, in my opinion, they are going to be playing Saturday against the Rams. Now, Bruce Arians today was the day when the coordinators met with the media. Bruce Arians said that it would be a game time decision for both Ben Roethlisberger and Marquise Pouncey. But as you just mentioned, Mike, when you practice a little bit on Wednesday and then can't do anything on Thursday, the game is on Saturday. That to me is not a good sign. And last week, you know, Mike Tomlin did say that he wanted, you know, Ben to get out on the field and be able to practice a little bit. Ben was limited last, this was before the 49ers game, limited on Friday and Saturday, both of which were kind of real practices, again, as real as they can get, because the game was Monday night. So Ben is even not where he was last week in terms of the his practice schedule. I don't know. The Steelers did try this a little bit with Ben in 08 early when after Mario Williams like banged his shoulder, he went a couple of 3 weeks just like throwing lightly on the last practice day and then playing. His performance gradually deteriorated to the point where Mike Tomlin said, we got to get on the field to practice before we can play in games. And so then that changed a little bit. And I'm just surmising that is something that has become a policy maybe for Mike Tomlin a little bit more than, I won't say it's a rule because rules are made to be broken. But as I sit here right now, I don't think Ben's playing.
Yeah,
based on what I see, read the tea leaves.
It seems like the tea leaves are pointing to the only thing changing that would be Ben Roethlisberger getting in Mike Tomlin's ear on Saturday morning and said, I want to go, let's go. I want to be there with my guys, and if he does some stuff in warm-up, who knows whether it changes or not. I think that you handle Ben Roethlisberger the way you handle Ben Roethlisberger, and then you have policies for 98% of the rest of the team.
Right, and I was referring more to the position itself, quarterback. I don't know that, I want my quarterback not to have practiced virtually at all for 2 straight weeks and playing in 2 games. Because remember, as Ben said after the San Francisco game, the first interception was, the timing was a little off. We heard that in respect to some of the missed plays and turnovers in San Francisco.
He elaborated Wednesday when he talked about not being able to get deep enough on his drops several times, which – in turn prevented him from being able to step up. The Heath Miller interception, the overthrow on the ball to Heath Miller, that was a case where he couldn't step up and be accurate that way. It was not a good performance.
No, it was not.
So if you haven't practiced off a poor performance, then you might want to you know, reevaluate whether or not it makes sense to play. I think the bottom line is they're going to need better quarterback play than they got in San Francisco.
Yes, and better quarterback play doesn't necessarily have to translate into, you know, more completions for more yards. It could simply be no turnovers.
And more points.
Well, yeah. But I think that if you don't turn it over, and the degree of difficulty does go down, I think, fairly considerably from the 49ers defense in Candlestick Park to the St. Louis football Rams here at Heinz Field on Saturday. Would you not agree?
Yeah, it's a two-win team, and you're playing them at home as opposed to a 10-win team on the road. But an NFL team nonetheless.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I continue to pound that drum that there's still a lot to accomplish this season.
For this regular season for the Steelers.
For the Steelers. I think there's a lot yet on the table that can be grabbed, but subsequent defeats would not allow that to happen.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, Mike. Even if it turns out that, you know, the Ravens are, you know, they get their act together and the Texans find a way to win with T.J. Yates and all of that stuff, and the other teams doing what they are supposed to do removes the possibility, you know, for the Steelers to accomplish more and get a better seeding, maybe a bye, whatever, in this regular season heading into these playoffs. I still think you want to be, you know, to use Mike Tomlin's phrase, a team on the rise going into the playoffs. You don't want to be playing, you know, you lose to the 49ers. You don't want to play poorly against the Rams and the Browns and that kind of limp into the playoffs that way. You don't want to go in, I don't think, like you did in 07. That to me is, you know, as a frame of reference for Steelers fans, you don't want to be 07 going into the playoffs. You'd much rather be 08 or 2010 going in on a little bit of a roll. And, you know, and then, hey, you're in the tournament, you got a shot, as they say.
Yeah, and looking at what the Steelers have left, a home game against the Rams and a road game at Cleveland, the potential to get on a little bit of a roll seemingly exists. It'll be interesting to see how they respond. At three losses prior to the 49er game, they responded with good efforts. You would expect the same. It's one thing to lose a game. It's another not to let losing streaks develop. I think that's an important characteristic, and they've displayed that all year. So wouldn't expect anything else on Saturday. But in the end, Bob, on Sunday, October the 30th, I'm sure the New Orleans Saints waltzed into St. Louis and were pretty convinced they were going to win handily, and they got whooped.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And
maybe the surprise NFL game of the season. Maybe.
Chiefs beating the Packers?
Yeah, that's in the conversation, too.
Yeah. But, you know, and I agree with you. I don't think, you know, you don't.
The Chiefs are what, like 7-7?
No, they're not 7. They're below 500.
Are they?
Yeah, I think.
They got more than two wins, right?
Oh, yeah. They got more than two wins, for sure. No, it's like you said, it's in the conversation. I mean, if my choice lost out to your choice in some sort of nationwide poll, you know, wouldn't surprise me that much.
Yeah. And that was coming off of games. If I could do some quick arithmetic here, the Rams had been outscored 58-10 by Green Bay and Dallas in the previous two games.
And
minus 48 in two NFL games is a lot.
And 2 weeks before that, they got outscored by 30 by your Baltimore football Ravens.
Yes.
At home. Yeah.
And yet they beat the Saints. So,
yeah.
A certain level of performance is going to be expected and demanded.
Yeah. You know, flipping it around, Sam Bradford did not practice Wednesday or Thursday. And I believe that the Rams, you know, are seriously thinking about shutting him down. He has had, you know, a bad year in terms of statistically. He's had a tough year in terms of injuries. I don't know. I think putting him out there with his high ankle sprain as a 2-10 football team, him being the first overall pick of last year's draft, I don't know. I think that, management makes that call and they put him down. And then, you know, A.J. Feely, their backup, is pretty much out also with a right thumb injury. So, you know, you're looking at Kellen Clemens, who, you know, we talked about this last night on Countdown to Kickoff on 970 ESPN, that it's a bad situation for any team when you're starting a quarterback that you assigned a couple of weeks before. And that's the situation with Kellen Clemens. So, you know, I wouldn't expect too much in terms of high levels of efficiency from the St. Louis Rams passing attack. You know, you got to deal with Steven Jackson. But, you know, again, this is a team to me that is somewhat similar to the Kansas City team that the Steelers played a few weeks ago, in terms of not having a whole lot of dynamic potential on offense. You know, hopefully you can score more than 13 points like you did in Kansas City, and you know, get out of here with a win, because really, against the Rams, I mean, this should be one of those games where you can work on some things, polish some things. You know, I'd like to see this be one of those, you know, 31-0, as we've seen them do late in seasons when they have gone into the playoffs on a roll.
Yeah, and sometimes that can happen late in the year. If you come out early, Bob, and get off to a fast start and jump these guys and get them 10-0 or 14-0 in pretty short order, then sometimes you can greatly diminish the other team's desire to do anything
right,
but get to those nice warm buses and get down the parkway to the airport and get back to the gateway to the west, as they call St. Louis. If people have been following, they might have seen the Rams play Seattle a couple Monday nights ago, December 12th, 30-13, and it was an inept performance on just about every level for St. Louis. Now, they did bounce back, the Rams did last week, and come within a touchdown of the Bengals. So,
yeah.
The bottom line has been L. Some of them have been blowouts. Some of them have been incredibly close games. But two wins, Labs, and one of those wins was 13-12 at Cleveland when the Browns were kicking a chip shot field goal to win it at the end. Pretty close to an extra point length field goal, and they rolled the long snap back and weren't able to make the kick.
Yeah.
So they're that close to being a one-win team.
And again, I mean, the Rams are also in a situation where this season began with them as being talked about, you know, as legitimate contenders to win the NFC West. And now it looks like their coach is going to get fired, and they are in for another round of, you know, serious rebuilding of the roster. So, you know, a lot of times players can kind of, I don't know, either – get a little bit disheartened, or as you said, just have cast a longing eye at those nice warm buses through the tunnel there. I don't know. I'm going to say it. I know this might be the bad thing to say, but I'm going to say it. I cannot foresee a realistic scenario in which the Steelers lose Saturday.
Well,
realistic now. Tommy Maddox is not here.
Four more turnovers that aren't going to help the cause. We've been down this road a couple times this year. We've been bitten a couple times. I want to see the Steelers come out and play with tempo and tenacity.
Me too.
And as if they're going for something, because I think they are.
Me too.
And anything less than that, I think, is going to cloud the postseason. Not even in regard to whether you get the division title or home field. But it's time to button it down and get on the details. And as you mentioned, put a couple good performances together, going to the playoffs on a roll. So I hope they have a little bit of urgency about their game, more than I am able to generate for this game in anticipation of it.
Right. I will agree with you 100%. And I think that, you know, when we're sitting there in the Heinz Field press box, we get to the second half, I'm going to be thinking about my mother's stuffed calamari that is waiting for me at home.